Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
My guest today is Alicia Forrest. For over 21 years, she has taught service-based entrepreneurs how to create profitable online businesses that fit their lifestyles. She's the author of the book, Six Simple Steps to Six Figures for the Solo Service Professional, and the creator of the Online Business Breakthrough System. Welcome to the podcast, Alicia. I'm so excited to have you. So why don't we just jump right in and have you tell everyone what it is that you do, and more importantly, like the why behind it.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to talk with you, Pat. I teach service-based solopreneurs how to create a profitable online business in less than part-time hours so that they can spend their time and money on what matters to them most. And I've been doing that for over 21 years. And the reason I started doing it was because at that point in my life, I had just met my husband, we had just gotten married, and we were thinking about starting a family. And I really wanted to be home to raise my kids. It was just a choice I wanted to make, and I wanted to be able to do that. But I also wanted to make my own money. So I also wanted to contribute financially to my family. And so I had always been an entrepreneur since I was 12 years old, and I was doing penny carnivals in my front lawn. I'd always done something on the side, always. I had a really booming business when I was a sixth grader, making ribbon braided barrettes and selling them for $50 a pair. So it worked really well. So I'd always done something on the side, even when I worked for someone else. But that was a point in time we had just moved. I didn't want to go find another job that I knew I was going to leave because I had always left every job I had ever had. So I just decided, you know what? I have my MBA. I've always had a business. I've always been a teacher. At one point in my life, I was an English teacher for 7th through 12th graders. And I thought, I really want to coach. I really want to teach people. I really want to get into this business building thing. And that's how it started, was that was the reason why, was so I could keep my family first, contribute financially to them and to the experiences we wanted to have, which, you know, for me was just to be able to take a lot of time off and be able to spend it with them while they're growing up.
Yes. So, and it's worked out for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's worked out really well. And I think that's something that I really do like to share. It's, you know, as entrepreneurs, you know, we work hard and, you know, we're passionate about what we do and we put a lot of time and energy and effort into it. And yet, you know, I never wanted to do that at the expense of living my life, right? And so even though a lot of us have that intention, sometimes we get really excited about what we're doing, or we just get really busy or bogged down because we're trying to figure out how to make it work. And so I've always done the approach of how do I do this so that it supports the life that I want? You know, that I'm really running the business isn't running me. That's why I have this big calendar behind me. I know you can't see it if you're listening, but this is like how I plan it, plan the summers off to spend with my family. This will be our 17th summer. My daughter is 17 now, and I started this business when she was born. It's been working.
Yeah. And so you do spend the summers off at the lake, right?
I do that. Yeah. It was something that my parents gave to us when we were growing up. And it was just something I always dreamed of doing with my own family. And it's a big commitment. I had to convince my husband at one point to shift from being a 12-month administrator to a 9-month professor.
Yeah.
So he could join us.
Yes, exactly.
And that was a, you know, a mental switch for him. Like, wait a minute, you know, people don't take the summer off. I'm like, well, we do. So let's figure out how to do this.
Well, that's great. That's really great. So let's just talk a little bit about the principles that you teach people. I know you have a book. I see it in your background there. So, and that, how long has that book been out?
So actually, that book came out in 2017, I think it was. I should really remember that. But I'm in the second iteration of it. So I actually have done all the editing. I just need to get in there and actually input it into the manuscript. So the second edition will come out this year. But those are the six principles of how to build what I think, you know, is a successful online business. And everybody has their different versions of success. For me, it was never about making millions of dollars. After 21 years in business, yes, I have made more than $1 million, but I haven't missed a moment of life. I don't work 40, 60, 80 hours a week. I did that when I worked for someone else, and I never wanted that to be the base of my business. So the principles in the book are just proven concepts that have been around in business building forever. And I think sometimes because there's so many new and exciting things that we get to do and check out and be on this platform and market this way and do this and do that, that we just kind of try to do it all. And then it just makes it harder to get where we want to go as quickly as we all want to get there, which is way faster than we ever actually get there. But these are those like foundational critical things, like what's your message? What's your market? How do you find your audience? What's your core content? What's that one thing that you know that you can teach people that's going to help them and move them forward in whatever avenue you're doing it? And that was my very first piece of core content. And it is still the basis of everything I have created since. I've created lots of other things because we do that. Oh, let's do this new, you know, program and this new online course and the, you know, but it is really the basis of everything from the book to speaking to a 3-day live event and a bunch of coaching programs in between.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I know one of the principles that you have is about choosing your market. And so can we talk about that a little bit? Because I think that's core to a lot of issues that entrepreneurs have, especially when they're first starting, is think they're limiting themselves by choosing. What do you think?
Yeah. And I think we've all feel that way when we first start out, right? It's like, well, I don't want to narrow it down because then I'm, you know, shutting off all these other possibilities. And it is kind of one of those things where you have to experience it before you realize that it's actually true. If you narrow your focus down, it makes everything a lot easier.
Yeah.
But even when I started out, I was targeting mompreneurs because that was, you know, who I was. That's who I identified with. And I was just a little bit further on the path and figuring out how, you know, make this online business thing work as a mompreneur. I couldn't sell an ebook to save my life to that market. And it wasn't that it wasn't narrow enough necessarily. It was just that it was almost too broad in a way, but it was also a market that I had to educate that it was okay for them to spend money on themselves.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And invest in their business. And I beat my head against that wall for like a year. And then I finally said, you know what? No, I need to get more specific. One of the conversations I have with clients or people who've been through my program is sort of that sweet spot. Like, who is it that you just would love to work with or who you love to work with already that maybe is part of a broader niche? And what is the challenge, the specific challenge that you help them with? So it's almost a cross section, like that sweet spot's right in the middle. So it's not just mompreneurs. It's mompreneurs who have kids who are homeschooled, who homeschool their kids, right? It's just getting that little bit more specific. And all of a sudden, all of your marketing and all of your content writing and making sales becomes so much easier. There's a little trust involved. Like, okay, if I narrow it, let's see what happens first. And then, you know, you start to experience that success from being a little bit more focused. And then it just, it makes everything easier.
Yeah. I help people with their websites and content marketing and things like that. And we always talk about starting with the problem. And if you haven't niched down, you don't know what problem it is they have that you're the perfect person to solve. You know, when you're trying to be here for this person and these type of people, it makes your message very confusing. And then nobody chooses you. Yeah,
exactly.
So can you tell us the six steps from the book?
No, I'm just kidding. let me see if I can remember them. So my first digital product, if you will, was a PDF download, and it actually was a binder. Like you could buy the physical product and have it shipped to your house. And it was the same six steps, but broken down into 21 steps. So it'd be very easy, like those little baby steps. The first one really is about your message and your market. Like, that's the way I put it is, who are you most meant to serve? And for people starting out, sometimes it can take a while to kind of figure that out. So the defining your niche part or your target market, that's the first thing. Like that's step one, is defining your niche. And in the book, I don't go into it as much detail, but in my program, I give 8 ways that you can figure it out. So there's so many ways that you can at least get it narrowed down so you can start to feel like it's getting clearer for you, right? And you'll know it. Like you know, when you hit it, yeah, you get that feeling. And what the message is, what is that problem, as you said? What's the thing that you are helping them solve? That solution, so their problem and your solution packaged together becomes what is your product, your program, your offer. And it could be your freebie. You know, it could be your print book, your ebook, or it could be a lead magnet in some way. But it's really just taking those steps of the message and the market. What's the problem? What's your solution? And then putting it into a package to offer. And then the last one is, of course, how to sell it. Like, how do you market and sell it?
Yeah, fabulous. Those are really great things for people to think about. So I understand you have a new program coming out, the Online Business Breakthrough. Tell us about that.
I'm so glad you're asking this question, because I think this is such a pivotal moment in the turning point of my business, having done this for so long, because I want to share that core content in the book. And then as it grew from there, that first PDF, that digital product, that binder even, has been so many things over the years. And while all of that has given me exactly what I wanted, which is time with my family and financial income, you know, things to help fund the lifestyle that we want, I've actually just returned to that core content. So the Online Business Breakthrough is the core content. Of course, it has gone through many iterations and is updated. You know, technology has changed so much since,
yes,
you know, I started. Like, it's so much easier now, honestly.
Binder out.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's those 21 steps that I mentioned, but I've been able to consolidate them down to 15 now because of technology and how much it's evolved. But it's still the same core content. It's just been updated for tech, marketing, sales for today. So that's what the program is. It's taken me a couple of years to kind of come back to this. I've done lots of other things, delivered this content in lots of ways. But it really felt like these last couple of years have given us a lot of time, I think, to think about how things are.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really wanted to come back to what I love the most, what started me out, which is working with new or newer or emerging solopreneurs to really help them with getting going. Like, really, how do you build that right foundation? How do you get them from zero to their first sale? Like, doing that, the beginner kind of piece, or if you've been working at it for a while and it's not working, you know, helping people with that. And that's who I love to work with. And I thought, you know what, in 2022, this is it. It's time for me to go back to my core and just focus on that piece of it with those particular people, right? With that specific target market, those newer or emerging service-based solopreneurs.
Yeah. And there are so many of them right now because of the changes in our environment.
Exactly.
Find out about your program. Where should they go to learn about it?
Oh, they can go to onlinebusinessbreakthroughsystem.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. So let's talk about your vision for the future. So you're launching this now in 2022. What happens in 2023 and 4?
Yeah. So this is exactly why this timing of this is so great, because really making a decision and a commitment to go all in just on this one core piece of content, this one offer, basically. I do consulting days, and I do what I call business breakthrough virtual retreats. And I love those. I love being able to have those one-on-one times. And I get to choose when those happen, right? So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, like I just did 5 of them at the beginning of the year to get people started off in the year. So those are kind of there. But what we were talking about earlier about it being easier to market when you know who you're marketing to, it's also what are you marketing, right? So it's that problem that you mentioned.
Yeah.
So I know what this program solves, the problem that it solves, right?
Yes.
And to be able to just focus on that, I know what all my marketing is. I know what all my social media content is. Because I'm not trying to market the next program, the next challenge, and the next this, the next that. I'm just going all in. So really, you know, I'm 52. I plan to retire when my husband retires at 62. So I've got 10 years to get this thing. So that's where I'm at. It's like, I'm just doing this. Yeah. I've done everything else. I mean, I spent 8 years running a 3-day live event, which was amazing. But I don't want to do that anymore, right? I just want to go all in on this. So really, this is it in the second iteration of the book. So that's where I'm headed.
Cool. And your kids are growing up.
Yeah. My son's 14 and my daughter is 17. So we're looking at colleges. So that's another big piece of it. You know, she's going to be gone in another year and, you know, that's going to open some space. I have some other endeavors that I'm really interested in getting into that have nothing to do with business. So I want to open the space to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, great. And what do you do for fun with your family?
Well, other than spending the summer at the lake, you know, and doing all but we're big water sports kind of thing. I love to paddleboard. And mostly, you know, for me, it's really about the experiences. And, you know, to be frank, it's been really tough the last couple of years and not being able to enjoy the travel or those experiences with my family. But now it seems like we're going to get back into that. So, you know, we love to do things like escape rooms and Bodo Board and we play board games and all that kind of stuff. And for me personally, I just like being outside in nature and going hiking. And I love to read. I just finished book 9 of the Outlander series. Oh. Amazing.
Great.
And I love the Food Network. You know, I love cooking competitions. That's my fun.
Do you cook yourself?
I do. And it's funny, we've had this ongoing thing with my husband and my kids the last couple of years that like, it's a good thing my kids are teenagers, but it's a good thing mom likes to cook because I've literally cooked for like 600 days in a row. You know, it's
like, really, no kidding. Right. Good. That's great. If you had to narrow everything down to just one snippet of advice, what would you think would be the greatest piece of advice that you could offer to people?
I think being an entrepreneur isn't always easy. Like, you know, a lot of times I think it's the message goes out, you know, I mean, yes, I take the summers off, but I plan to make the money that I want to make other 9-10 months out of the year. So I do, you know, work those months to make that happen and set things. May is very busy to set things up. But I think sort of there's the message a lot of times that it's like, oh, the laptop lifestyle and hanging on the beach with your drink and da, da, da. It's work. It's work to be an entrepreneur. And some days can be really hard. You know, some days can be just tough because life interrupts. You have other things going on that are pulling at you. Or, you know, your launch doesn't go as well as you want or, you know, whatever. A million things can happen. So I think the number one thing is just to remember that and that, you know, whatever it is, it will pass and you'll get through it. So it's that tenacity of being willing to know that on the other side of the harder days, there's nothing I would rather do. Like there's no way I would ever go work for someone else again.
One thing that I always ask everybody that's on the podcast with me is to give me 3 traits that you think people need to have in order to really source success as an entrepreneur.
Well, I think one of those is that tenacity, right? Like just really knowing that there are going to be harder days, like that up and down, you're going to have those highs and lows. And if you have support, like just to be, you know, having the willingness to ask for help, you know, and to receive support, whether that's your own coach or a mentor, I always like to have someone a little bit further on the path that I work with. Because I want, you know, to be able to have that person to be able to ask for support. And I've had paid mentors and I've had unpaid mentors. So it's not even about making an investment, but to have some kind of support and also peer support, have people around you that really do support what it is that what you do. And especially online, it can be really hard for people to understand what the heck you're doing at home all day. It's good to have people who understand. So kind of have your own peer support you. And when you're ready to have someone that can help you just in your team, like, so just being willing to ask for help and also receive it and staying nimble, like just in terms of how things change so quickly with technology, with marketing, you know, and recognizing that everything is a test. So you can put something out, and if it works great, awesome. Review it, make it better, do it again. But if it fails or it doesn't do as well as you want it to, that's okay. It was just a test. We don't lose a lot at all. Sometimes maybe a little money, but usually not, right? It's just our little energy going out, but just recognizing that, you know, if it didn't work, don't take it personal. If it didn't work, it didn't work. It was just a test. And sometimes that can release us from feeling like, for those of us who are perfectionists, yes, like, yes, right, the first time, right? Exactly.
Take everything personal.
And it's, as a mom, I sort of recognize those moments too, where I'm glad I've done so much inner work so that, you know, especially my daughter doesn't pick up on my like super perfectionist personality trait.
So can you condense that down to three words then?
Sure.
So tenacity, well, I don't know, first one.
Yeah, tenacity, being nimble, flexible, having flexibility. So being willing to be flexible and being open to receiving, you know, to receiving that kind of help.
Okay, perfect. Great. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for being on with me today. So how can people find out more about you?
So they can go to aliciaforrest.com. My website's there. It has all my information. And there's also a link to the Online Business Breakthrough System on that page as well.
Okay, perfect. Great. And they can follow you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok even.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I'm just playing. Just having a little bit of fun over there. But yeah, if you can find me on Alicia Forrest on Facebook and Instagram, it's Alicia M. Forrest as in Mary. But yeah, that's where I'm the most, Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. It was really fun to chat with you, and you gave lots of great information for people.
Great. Thank you so much. I've so enjoyed it, Pat.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.